وقل رب زدني علما.
صلى الله عليه وسلم. شر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. هذا كتاب الأدب المفرد للإمام أبي عبد الله محمد بن إسماعيل البخاري رحمه الله، باب أسماء الأنبياء. باب أسماء الأنبياء، الباب 371. قال رحمه الله تعالى: حدثنا أبو نعيم قال حدثنا داود بن قيس قال حدثني موسى بن يسار سمعت أبا هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: سموا باسمي ولا تكنوا بكنيتي فإني أنا أبو القاسم. سموا باسمي ولا تكنوا بكنيتي فإني أنا أبو القاسم. This is the book of Adab al-Mufrad, chapter 371. قال الإمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى: The names of prophets means what's the rule of naming yourself or to someone with one of the names of the prophets. Hadith number 836 from Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, call yourself by my name, but do not use my kunya. I am Abu al-Qasim. Call yourself by my name, but do not use my kunya. I am Abu al-Qasim. So in this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam command to call oneself by the name of the Prophet ﷺ, which is Muhammad, but do not use, he said, ﷺ, my kunya. And he ﷺ mentioned what's his kunya. He said, Abu al-Qasim, the oldest son of the kids of the Prophet ﷺ, is called Qasim. So the kunya of the Messenger Hussein is Abu al-Qasim. In this hadith, even though here there is a command, call yourself. And the command from the Prophet ﷺ, the origin and the rule is to be a mandatory. And anyone who doesn't fulfill, commit sin. But that is the origin. Otherwise, in certain cases, the command is not mean a mandatory. Sometimes it means amru, irshad, a command of guiding, mentioning the better way, more appropriate. And sometimes the command means liking, يعني, that it is recommended. It's more like preferable. It doesn't mean if you don't do it, you commit a sin. And the like. But the origin is that. So sin is the Prophet ﷺ name people other than his name. Gave them other names. He gave his son Ibrahim, the last and the youngest of the sons of the Prophet ﷺ. That's the Prophet's name is not Ibrahim. But yet he named it by his son, which means it is permissible. And many other names he ﷺ named other people. But in the hadith, the permissibility of having the name of the name of the Prophet ﷺ. Prophet ﷺ had many names, not just the Muhammad. He had ﷺ the name of Ahmed, as mentioned in the Quran, and as mentioned in the previous books. يأتي من بعد اسمه أحمد. Prophet Isa said to his people, وقال عيسى بن مريم يا بني إسرائيل إني رسول الله إليكم مصدقا لما بين يدي من التوراة ومبشرا برسول يأتي من بعدي اسمه أحمد. And he had also, صلى الله عليه وسلم, the name of Al-Mahdi, the name of, صلى الله عليه وسلم, he had Bashir, he had Nadir, many names. So, to name by yourself one with one of those names, or by your child. But the Prophet forbade to have his kunya, which is Abu al-Qasim. And the ulama differ, is this ruling, yani, is general not ever to have Abu al-Qasim kunya, or it is to have both Abu al-Qasim, which is the kunya of the Prophet, and his name of Muhammad, or it was at the time of the Prophet when he was alive to have these, to have the kunya. But after he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died, as the rule is different, you can have his kunya Abu al-Qasim. Or it was the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to have both, to combine both his kunya and name. But if you had the name of Muhammad, that was permissible, but not combining with the kunya. All these opinions were said by the ulama, and some of the scholars, they choose that was number one at the time of the Prophet ﷺ. And number two is when you have his kunya, where you have the kunya. And they mentioned the reason is not to have confusion. As it happened, inshallah, the hadith will have, Prophet ﷺ was one day in the market. And someone said, "Oh, Abu al-Qasim." And Prophet ﷺ said, "Yes." And the man said, "Oh, the Messenger of Allah, I didn't mean you." Meaning he was calling someone else. Then the Prophet ﷺ said the hadith, "Don't have my kunya, but have my name." The second hadith, قال إمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى حدثنا آدم قال حدثنا شعبة عن حميد الطويل عن أنس بن مالك قال كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في السوق فقال رجل يا أبا القاسم فالتفت إليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا رسول الله إنما دعوت هذا فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سموا باسمي ولا تكنوا بكنيتي أخرجه البخاري أيضا في صحيحه ومسلم في صحيحه سموا باسمي ولا تكنوا بكنيتي. That kind of hadith from Anas ibn Malik رضي الله عنه said the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was in the market. A man called out Abu al-Qasim, oh Abu al-Qasim. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم turned towards the man. He said, Messenger of Allah, I was calling this man, I was calling this, meaning someone else. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, name yourselves with my name, but do not use my kunya. Name yourselves with my name, but do not use my kunya. So those who say it's not allowed to have the kunya of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, at the time of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, has this hadith. The reason was the confusion caused by that man who used the kunya of the Prophet ﷺ at the presence of the Prophet ﷺ, and the Prophet ﷺ turned towards the man. فَالْتَفَتَ إِلَيْهِ means the man to talk to him, since he called him. The man said, "Oh, the Messenger of Allah, amend this one." He was calling this one. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, "No, name yourself with my name, but do not use my kunya." This hadith, you see, the Prophet ﷺ, ماذا فالتفت إليه. He took it. He turned it towards the man. And this was the sunnah of the Messenger ﷺ. If you're talking to someone, he used to face the person. Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, this was his way. When he talking to someone, he used to face the person. He's not like those who you're talking to them, and only you see the back. And sometimes the arrogant people do that. They don't want to look at you. Prophet ﷺ, if he talked to someone, he used to face that person. So in this hadith, فَالْتَفَتَ إِلَيْهِ. In the second hadith, قال ما بخاري حدثنا أبو نعيم قال حدثنا يحيى بن أبي الهيثم القطان قال حدثني يوسف بن عبد الله بن سلام قال سماني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوسف وقعدني على حجره ومسح على رأسي. عن أبي الهيثم قال حدثني يوسف بن عبد الله بن سلام قال سماني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوسف وأقعدني على حجره ومسح على رأسي. The second hadith from Yusuf bin Abdullah bin Salam said, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم named me Yusuf and let me sit on his lap and stroke my head and stroke my head. The Sahabi said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam named me Yusuf and let me sit in his lap. Is the lap the thigh? Okay, it's not the thigh. Yes? It's the same. Okay. Jazakallah khair. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made that a small boy who born almost at that time sit on his lap. He made him sit on his lap and name him Yusuf. He gave him the name of Yusuf. What's the relationship between the title of the chapter and this hadith? Yusuf is one of the prophet's names. And he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, stroke his head, small boy's head. Wujud was also the way Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to read the kids. He used to, alayhi wa sallam, ماذا, يعني, do you have another word for stroke his head? Rub his head out of kindness and mercy. That is sound hadith. If you do that for the orphan, then you get reward. You rub the hair of the orphan, and the young, they like someone showed them kindness. And this is one of the way to rub his head in a mercy way, not in a hardship way. Now, so to have the name of Yusuf. Second hadith, قال إمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى حدثنا أبو الوليد قال حدثنا شعبة عن سليمان ومنصور وفلان سمعوا سالم ابن أبي الجعد عن جابر بن عبد الله قال ولد لرجل منا من الأنصار غلام وأراد أن يسميه محمدا. قال شعبة في حديث منصور أن الأنصاري قال حملت على عنقي فأتيت به النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. وفي حديث سليمان ولد لي غلام فأرادوا أن يسميه محمدا، قال: تسموا باسمي ولا تكنوا بكنيتي، فإني إنما جعلت قاسما أقسم بينكم. وقال حسين: بعثت قاسما أقسم بينكم. هذا الحديث أيضا أخرجه البخاري في صحيحه، وكذا مسلم. In the next hadith from Jabir ibn Abdullah رضي الله عنه said, one of our men among the Ansar had a son and wanted to call him Muhammad. In the hadith of Mansur, Imam Bukhari says, in the hadith of Mansur, Shu'ba said, the Ansari said, I put him, meaning his son, on my shoulder and took him to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the hadith of Sulaiman, meaning the narrator, he had a son, meaning the Ansari, he had a son and they wanted to name him Muhammad. Muhammad. I do not know where they get from. Many Muslims, they say, referring to the name of the Prophet ﷺ, Muhammad. Allahu alam. The name is Muhammad. It's not Muhammad. The Quran, Allah subhanahu when he named Prophet ﷺ, every verse I remember in Quran which Allah mentioned the name of Prophet ﷺ, Allah عز وجل said محمد بضم الميم not ما with فتحة. So Allah said محمد رسول الله. In another verse وما محمد إلا رسول. In another verse ما كان محمد أبا أحد. So the name of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم should be محمد. طيب. So he had a son and they wanted to name him Muhammad. The Prophet ﷺ said, name yourselves with my name, but do not use my kunya. I have been made the distributor, Qasim, to divide things between you. Hussein said that he added, I was sent as a distributor, to divide between you. The hadith again shows the same meaning, that you can have the name of the Prophet ﷺ, but not his kunya. Also in this hadith, mentioning that the Sahabi was from Ansar. From Ansar, the Sahabi is from Ansar, meaning from the people of Medina, not the Muhajirun who come from other sides of the world, mainly from Mecca or from other area. But this Sahabi is from the inhabitants of Medina. They are called Ansar. You see that in Quran, والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار. In the hadith, the Ansari said this, the Muhajir said this, Ansari did this, Muhajir did this. It's a description that Allah gave them. Ansar are the assistants, those who assist and aid the Muhajirun, welcome them, didn't give them bad names, foreigner, and the like, outsider, stranger, nothing of this. They see them, their brothers, who were foremost in good, in Iman, in Islam. So they really love them for the sake of Allah. Naam, but they have the name Muhajir, one who migrate for the sake of Allah. Not for worldly life. But because of his deen, he make hijrah. He left his land, his family, the area he born, where he know, to area he know no one from it, just because of the deen of Allah, to find a place in which he can practice the ibadah of Allah. So there are these two groups, Muhajirun Ansar. They are the guided two groups. Whoever is not Muhajir and Ansar has no guidance except if he follow their path. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in His Quran, the guided people whom He promised them paradise are only three groups. So we should look what group are we belong to. The first group are Muhajirun, those who migrate to the Prophet. So they must admit the Prophet, support him, believe in him. The Muhajirun, those who met the Prophet, believing in him, and they die upon that iman. Second group who are praiseworthy are the Ansar, those who welcome those who also met the Prophet, believing in him, and die upon that. None of us is from them. You are not Muhajir, you are not Ansar, neither am I. The third group, who are also guided, but not with the level of those two people, first two group, but they are guided. They share with him the Jannah, as they will share with them the Ibadah, are وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ, those who follow them, follow Muhajirun Ansar in what? Not in claiming. نعم بإحسان, in goodness. They follow them in goodness. إحسان, in perfection. They follow them. They are those. Other than that, they are deviating. Have no doubt. Because Allah said that. فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اهْتَدَوْا وَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّمَا هُمْ فِي شِقَاقٍ. If they believe the like of what you believe, they are guided. If they turn away, they are controverse. It is very clear. مهاجرون أنصار والذين اتبعوهم التابعون, those who follow them. We ask Allah al-Kareem to make us from those who follow the Muhajirun Ansar. But subhanallah, when this name of Muhajir, of Ansar, which is named by Allah, with those noble people, guided people, when it was misused, when it was used out of its context, and it was used as a way to divide the Muslims, to turn them into groups, Prophet ﷺ forbade. Al-ibratu bil-ma'ani wal-haqa'iq, la bil-alfad wal-mabani. The reality and the consideration is the realities, not the words. Rather, is the meaning and realities. When this name of Muhajir and Ansar was misused, Prophet ﷺ, he forbade it. That was when he heard that when one of the Muhajir, the Sahabi, he get mad at one of the Ansar and he hit him. The Ansari said, "Oh Muhajiru, oh Muhajir, who is Muhajir? Meaning, come aid me against the Ansari. Oh Ansari against the Muhajir." And the Muhajir, in his turn, he called the Muhajir. He said, "Oh Muhajiru." Prophet ﷺ heard this. Someone called him the Ansar, another will call him the Muhajirun. He, alayhi salam, said, "Ma balu da'wa al-jahiliya? Wa ana bayna adhurikum da'uha fa inna muntina." What is the call? What's the matter with the call of jahiliya, the kufar way? Everyone call his tribe, everyone call his group, his clan. And it caused them fighting, problems. He said, leave it off. فإنها منتنة, is filthy. سبحان الله. That is it going to be accepted and named? We brought it today to divide people into it. Individual names to divide people to it. Names of groups, people invented to divide people to it. Whoever team up with that name, you is the right one. Whoever team up with that name is the wrong one. He's your divide and fight because of the name. Regardless how beautiful the name is, it may be the best name from the best names. What name do you have better than Ansari and Muhajir? Yet when it was misused, it turned into a way to divide the Muslims who was to unite them upon Haqq, upon brotherhood and unity. When it was used to divide, it was forbidden. This is one of the proofs that ulama used, that the groups found in Ahzab, Hizbiyun, Muslim Brotherhood, Jama'at Tabligh, Jama'at Al-Jihad, Jama'at Al-Fulan, all Islam falsehood, because it divided the Muslims. You are Muslim Brotherhood, you are a member of them, they welcome you. Even if you shave your beard, you drag your clothes, you do this, you call people to democracy and this, as long as you accepted the manage of that brotherhood, Muslim brotherhood, Ikhwan Muslimun, you're the right person. They share with you the secrets of their secrets, take you to a corner, give you titles, welcome you. Even if you are the biggest scholar, they don't know you. They don't welcome you. They hide, they sneak. When they have a meeting, they never call the ulama, Sheikh Al-Albani, Ibn Bas, Uthaymeen, Sheikh Mughbil. No, they don't allow them. A little youth, they allow him, who is very active, can go around the city and come find people and spread light sometimes. They welcome him. But the alim, they don't want to. What's that? The light, the same thing, tabliq. These names by itself. Yani, the ulama, they say, you are not allowed to say, I'm tabliqi, I'm Ikhwan Muslimin, MD, you are not allowed. Because that's what it stands for. With the other innovations, the group has it. Even if you have been noble name, okay, the name by itself would have been good, then it's being misused to found by that group is an hatred among Muslims. This should be very important. So name will not justify the sin. It will not justify an excuse to do haram. To boycott your Muslim brother who you have no right to boycott him. To use a name, whatever this name may be. Islamically, you don't have to boycott your Muslim brother. He is your brother. There's no innovation. He fell into it. And then you are faced and he get the message and he refuse. And because of that, after studying the conditions of boycotting, because that's not the origin. The origin is to welcome the believer, the Muslim. It's the rule. If you live in that rule, out of that rule, there's a way. It's not by desire. You like the person, you welcome, you hate him, you kick him out, even if it's upon sunnah. No, this is following hawa. It's not following the teachings of the deen. It's upon principle as a reason to boycott. As a tamara, as a hitma, wisdom. So, yani, likewise, people who welcome one another because of color or because of the origin or because of the passports and the like. Anything which leads to dividing those who were upon haq, who shouldn't divide, who should have been loved one another, united, connected, supportive, anything which divides is not allowed. With these conditions, those who are supposed to be united, because they are upon haq, and they are upon haq, they are brothers in Islam, and then you use with this name. What's your opinion of this? Al-Imam al-Sharia Imam Al-Jurri, in his book, Al-Sharia, he mentioned an issue that some of the Ahlul Bid'ah brought it to say to the person, are you mu'min? If he say, I'm a mu'min, they welcome him. Say he's not mu'min, they kick him out. He said to leave this innovator and not to divide Muslim with this name. Mu'min, belief, I'm a believer. Imam Sharia, in Al-Jurri, he said to leave off testing people with this name. The name is noble, but a group of them misuse it to divide. Are you this? Go if you are not. You are welcome. Just by the name. So in this hadith, when Prophet Muhammad heard that call, O Muhajir, O Ansar, each one calling the group he belonged to in that noble way, but leading to dividing those who are there. Because if you call Muhajir, Muhajir come to you. If you call Ansar, Ansar come to you. Now all the two group. Unlike if you call all Muslims. And everyone who first come, judge between you injustice. Not you already at a level. Al-Muhim. The Sahabi, Ridwanullah Ta'ala alayhim, when that happened, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, he forbade it. He said, Da'wa al-Jahiliyyah, the call of the Jahiliyyah. Jahiliyyah never call Ansari, they never call Muhajir. Na'am. The Sahaba, Ridwanullah Ta'ala, are the Sahaba, but the word, the meaning leads to the what Jahili used to do of fighting because of groupization, because of this. In the second hadith, the next hadith, قال الإمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى حدثنا محمد بن علاء قال حدثنا أبو أسامة عن بريد بن عبد الله بن أبي بريدة عن أبي بردة عفوا عن بريد بن عبد الله بن أبي بردة عن أبي بردة عن أبي موسى قال ولد لي غلام فأتيت به النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فسماه إبراهيم فحنكه بتمرة ودعا له بالبركة ودفعه إلي وكان أكبر ولد أبي موسى وكان أكبر ولد أبي موسى. This 840. عن أبو موسى رضي الله تعالى عنه is أبو موسى الأشعري originally from Yemen but later from Ansar. Said, I had a son and I brought him to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and he named him Ibrahim. He chewed up a date and gave it to him. The Prophet ﷺ chewed up a date and gave it to the little boy who he named him Ibrahim. And prayed for him, means made dua for him. Prophet ﷺ made dua for the little boy. Dua with what? To be blessed and then gave him back to me. Ibrahim was the only son of Abu Musa. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Sahabi who one night was reciting Quran, and the Prophet ﷺ heard him, surprised how he recited Quran, nice voice. In the morning, Prophet ﷺ said, لَقَدْ أُوتِيتَ مِزْمَارًا مِنْ مَزَامِيرِ أَلِ دَاوُودِ. You have been given one of the voices of Dawood. The Sahabi said, Abu Musa, if I would have known all the means of Allah, I would have beautified more. لَقَدْ حَبَّرْتُكَ تَحْبِيرًا. If I would have known, you are listening, I didn't know that. But if you would have known, if I would know you were listening, I would have made more of my voice, more nice. Ahmed, what do you think about that? Someone who recites Quran normal, someone hear him, he makes his voice better. الله أعلم. يحيى Where is the rule of that? You recite in Quran and your mother enter, you make your recitation more beautiful. Yes? Riya. You say in the Sahabi, in La. La, La, you're not saying. Some people, A'udhu Billah. A'udhu Billah, Ahl al-Fitn. Ahl al-Fitn, Wallah. One sheikh or one student of knowledge. يعني by mistake. Misuse a word. خلاص. You again is the companion. You curse in the companion. As the person is perfect from mistakes. Even though it's known that this manhaj, this person's manhaj is known. Says louder all of his life. The position of the Sahaba, how should be honored. But one single mistake. He says is by mistake. Or خلاص. Some people they أسم أهل الأهواء they do to شيخ عبيد الجابري they say he said كعب from كعب بن مالك such and such and they he talk about the Sahaba be very careful those people today a lot of fitna people are spreading they don't like you subhanallah the خوارج from their way يجعلون السيئة كبيرة the خوارج they used to make the sin minor sin a major sin. And they used to make the major sin kufr. And they used to make something which is not even a mistake, at least a mistake. Because they used to exaggerate. To Muslim to avoid to exaggerate things. To fear Allah and to judge things based on al-adl. Anyway, the point is the brother said when someone recites in Quran in a way, another will enter to him. He beautify this riyah, this show off. Muhammad, your last person. Here the Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala and he was reciting Quran. In that way, Prophet loved him. He said, he encouraged him. And the Sahabi said, if I would know Adam's listening, I would have made my voice more beautiful. What is the rule of that? In general, mashallah, you make tafsir. You have put aside. Yes, very good. Okay. Okay. This is the rule. The mufti. Barakallahu fiik. He said, in Sahabi, this is good. It has a different case because this is Sahabi. Is the origin. Someone known to be righteous, mukhlis, you carry all his action still upon ikhlas. Unless it become clear, there's no ikhlas there. That's the origin. The origin. Not only sahabi, even the alim, even the most normal Muslim. وَلَوْلَا إِذْ سَمِعْتُمُوهُ ظَنَّ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتُ بِأَنفُسِهِمْ خَيْرًا. That is the rule to think good about your Muslim. Maybe he mean this, maybe he mean this. Good thought. That is the teachings of Salaf Salih, Sahaba. Umar, what he used to say. Usman, what he used to say. And if somebody does something, he said 99% has a negative thing, negative meaning. But 1% is that I consider that 1%. Naam. One of the Sahaba, Prophet Salaam, one day he asked, where is such and such? Then someone said, he's busy with this, which means his worldly life. Another one said, bi'sa ma qult. Evil is what you say. Bad what you say. Wallahi wa adamus fa Allah. We didn't know about him except the good. But he affirmed. He didn't say, why you witnessing something you have no knowledge? You don't know where this person is. And now you say to one who said he did bad, because of you say evil is what you said. The Prophet didn't say, he affirmed that. Because that's the rule. Is this understand? That's the rule to think good about your brother. Let alone spying and going after and laugh. Even if he says he does, the rule is to look good unless there's no way. It's very clear. المهم, so the Sahaba, that is the way it is. We accept it as the haq. But in other cases, he said, this is showing off. Okay, المهم, this goes back to the intention. The right answer is it goes back to the intention of the person. Person say this as the way to Sahabi. يعني to purify your voice in Quran is from Islam. Hadith, تغنوا بالقرآن. من غنى in the Quran. نعم. So it's good. When someone recites the Quran in a proper way. والذي يقرأ القرآن وهو ماهر فيه مع السفرة الكرام البررة. Sound hadith. The one who recites the Quran while he is ماهر. He's excellent. He's with the angels. He's with the angels. So if someone recites Quran to be with the angels, let me purify my voice. Let me look the ruling. Recite Quran. نعم. هذا إخلاص. Itself is إخلاص. So هذا عمل قلبي. The point, the bottom line is this is an action of heart. It's not action of a statement. Someone purify to show off. It's true. But someone beautify to ماذا? To obey Allah تبارك وتعالى and to perfect the recitation of the book of Allah عز وجل. So people learn Quran, people like the Quran, people understand the Quran when it's being recited in a clear way. نعم. So is this an act of heart? You don't judge the Muslim his intention in a negative way because you don't know it. When this Sahabi in the battlefield killed someone who was a mushrik, clearly killing the Muslims, but said La ilaha illallah when he saw the sword, the Sahabi killed him because believing that he is not serious. And this is the word, Rasulullah said, Allah shaqaqta qalba, why you didn't split his heart to see what he did for. So what's in the heart is hidden. Allah forbade. Allah said, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعض الظن إثم. Some of the ظن, what's ظن? Suspicion is sin. The ulama say هذا ظن which sin is ظن السوء, is a wrong, is suspicion. نعم, you think that this one he's about to steal. He just said this one, he intends evil. This is not allowed. You don't think about the Muslim this way. What's your proof? When you think bad about him, what is your proof? يعني, so, نعم, so the Sahabi رضي الله تعالى عنه, for sure he meant what he was suitable of, purifying the voice for those noble reasons. Therefore, Prophet ﷺ, he affirmed it. He didn't say, this is show-off. You don't change your recitation. He didn't say, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He affirmed because it goes back to the intention. Just like the charity. And when he gave the charity in public, in open, I give this much of money. Let everybody know who stood here. Even though I'm not wealthy, but I am paying this money. Someone said, most of people may say, A'udhu Billah, what are you doing? But he may be mukhlis. He wants to encourage people. And it happened. That Sahabi who brought the sadaqah in an open way. He didn't hide it. And in a way, the Prophet, he couldn't hold it up because it was very heavy. Prophet said, Man sanna fil Islam sunnatan hasana. فَلَهُ أَجْرُهَا وَأَجْرُ مَنْ عَمِلَ بِهَا مِنْ غَيْرِ أَنْ يُنْقَصَ مِنْ أُجُورِهِمْ شَيْئًا. هذه صحيح مسلم. So the Sahabi, then the people started doing the same thing, giving charity and sadaqah for the sake of Allah until Prophet ﷺ, he turned his face, was beautiful. Yeah, and he was as a goal, he was always beautiful, alayhi salam, his face, and his goal, because he was very happy with the Muslims giving charity for the sake of Allah to their needy Muslims. So then the Prophet, he said that hadith, which means anyone who gives charity was encouraged By that Sahabi who did in openly, in open way, that anyone who is encouraged, and because of that he did, he get the same reward. So this is ikhlas. Subhanallah, how he get reward if he's not mukhlis? He get reward. Al-Muhim, so we should understand that, yani, that what's the intentions? Allahu A'lam, only wahdahu. Only Allah knows what's in the heart of the people. Therefore, the rule is to think good about the Muslim, unless something opposite is there. وهذا ليس, this is not from the angle, another issue the ulama talk about, that the origin of the person is dhulm and oppression. كان الإنسان ظلوما جهولا. يعني, this is another issue that the rawi, narrator who is not known. What is the ruling? Accept his narration? The ulama, they say no. No. When I accept it, we don't know him. We have to first know him. وإلا هو مجهول. إما مجهول حال أو مجهول العين. المهم, that is another angle. This is not someone who is known, a Muslim, to be good. And after that, you judge in his heart in a negative way. Last hadith. Hadith Babu, this is another chapter. And we start with this hadith. But in this hadith, that the Prophet ﷺ named the son of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, Mada Ibrahim. And also he showed him up a date. And this is the sunnah. You have a new baby or someone had, you wear a date. And then you put the wet saliva or the, because the when the child born cannot swallow anything of dates. But the, that's the point, is the taste. You put it on his tongue. Subhanallah, it goes deep. Just like when you put now something, yeah, it's sweet on your tongue, you feel it. The salt, you feel it, even though you don't swallow it. So this is to do that. You never know, some Muslim might put normal dates on the tongue of the little baby born. It's very dangerous. Then also a dua. وَدَعَى لَهُ بِالْبَرَكَةِ, Allah give him blessings. It's good always to use this word, بَارَكَ. You see a child, you see someone, always barakallahu fiqh. Because even that, with the permission of Allah, it protects from the evil eye. Wallahi. Some Muslims, they destroy their Muslims without knowing them. When they see amazing child running, memorizing, doing, instead of saying barakallahu fiqh, barakallahu laka, and the like, they don't, wow. They say some of the astaghfirullah, especially the kuffar. When the baby born, A'udhu billah, some kids are suffering because of the nursing. Because when the baby come out, this is the way they say. They don't have the teaching of Islam. Say, Barakallahu fiqh, Barakallahu lahu, Barakallahu fiqh. So Prophet ﷺ, he'd make that dua of barak. So this is the hadith to have the name of Ibrahim. Because Ibrahim is the one of the name of the prophets of Allah. Prophet Ibrahim. One last thing from this hadith, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari and his group of Ash'ariyun, Prophet ﷺ said, gave them special credit. He said, Al-Ash'ariyun minni wa ana minhum. Allahu Akbar. Al-Ash'ariyun minni wa ana minhum. The Ash'ariyun are from me and I'm from them. We belong to one another. This is the Prophet doesn't say this word to everybody. Very few people. This group are from me and I'm from them. We are related. Why? He mentioned that when there is poverty, when there is lack of provision, lack of means, lack of income, what they do? The Ash'ariyun in Medina, the Ash'ariyun, they get together. Everyone, what do you have? Bring it. they put onto the same vessel, to the same dish, and they eat. Someone doesn't have anything, just a joint. Someone has a little thing, joint. Someone has a little more, joint. All of them put together, eat one time. That's the reason Prophet ﷺ said they are from me and from them. Allahu Akbar. Today, even some brothers, they don't do that. Muslims who are brothers from the same mother and father, let alone someone else, they don't do that. One of them, he live in there. He live in that house. Another one, that one. That one, he doesn't have gas. He doesn't have the basic. This one, he has big house. He has staff. He has a kistara. His wife is shopping there back and forth. And this one, his brother's wife doesn't have anything. Where's the brotherhood? They put together. Therefore, and this is the way the community help one another. They grow up together. They share the life. Naam. So Prophet, he said, they are many from them. So why you let your yani those, so this is the also what we learn from the Al-Ash'ariyun. هذا والله أعلم صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد. Any correction, any addition? Yes, أخي. Abu Musa is the kunya of the father. His son is Ibrahim. His oldest son, Abu Musa, is a kunya. Some people, they have the famous with the kunya more than their name. Okay? So this is Abu Musa. What is the name of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari? Subhanallah. I don't know. He's famous with Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. Then we حدثنا Abu Usama عن بريد بن عبد الله بن أبي بردة عن أبي بردة عن أبي موسى. We need to know what's the name of Abu Musa. No. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari is his kunya. I don't know the Sahabi name. This is one thing. He had a son. The oldest son is called Ibrahim. Because the narrator, that time, that was the first son he had. Because the narrator said, وَكَانَ أَكْبَرَ وَلَدِ أَبِي مُوسَى. And Ibrahim was the oldest of the sons of Abu Musa. Many see after that had kids, especially sons. So the Sahabi name is not Ibrahim. His son is Ibrahim. Barakallahu fiqh. The name of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, Abdullah ibn Qais. Abdullah ibn Qais what? Abu Abdullah ibn Qais bin Salim. We had this name a while ago. Is it the same name? Abdullah ibn Qais bin Salim. No. That was Yusuf bin Abdullah ibn Salam. Abdullah ibn Qais bin Salim. That's the name of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. He's the one who mentioned Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, the people who were making in the masjid gatherings was Abu Musa himself. هذا والله أعلم صلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد جزاك الله خير.